part of it is changing behavior through education, just having people better understand, sort of on the simple terms, what they can do to impact their own families as well as their communities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you best do that? Let's say you were a legislator. I mean, how do you make this a priority? What's the impetus to do that?
Well, there are really three domains that one wants to think about in approaching any of these opportunities that I mentioned. And I'll use, let's say, tobacco as an example. In the case of each of these areas, you want policy, education, and services. And so in the area of policy, an example would be for legislators to interact with public health officials and academics who understand tobacco and nicotine addiction, et cetera, and work with them to have laws be implemented that, for example, would raise the age of tobacco to 21. And the reason why that's important is that 88% of children start smoking before the age of 18, and they get their cigarettes from the 19 and 20-year-olds because they're in the same peer group. So by simply raising the age of purchase to 21, you can prevent and reduce dramatically the use of tobacco in the next generation. So that would be an example of policy. In the area of education, it would be educating children as to the risks of the disease, educating the public that this is an important problem. So there are those communication platforms that I mentioned earlier would be tremendous opportunities. In the area of services, it's really interesting. Tobacco treatment programs, tobacco cessation efforts for self-quit, the success is only 6%. But for the tobacco treatment program at a place like MD Anderson, for example, where you have a comprehensive approach to individuals that are addicted to nicotine, you have an opportunity to reduce the use by as much as 45%. So there's an example right there, attacking the tobacco problem on the policy, education, and services front. You would both prevent the disease as well as those that are actively using tobacco to reduce the use of tobacco. And tobacco is by far and away the single most important preventable cause of death and disease worldwide. It's 20% of all deaths, 30% of all cancer deaths are tobacco related.